Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what do you have going on in your life right now that you would like to share with The Burt Show? Go ahead and hit us up at theburtshow.com. He wants to leave something to his mistress in his will. Does he need to give his wife a heads up?
Hey, Burt Show. Please keep me anonymous. I'm hoping there's another lawyer out there who's been in a similar situation who could offer some guidance. I recently passed the bar, and my family is ecstatic to have a lawyer in the family. I'm an estate planning lawyer, and my uncle reached out to me because he wanted to make an adjustment to his will. He's a 60-year-old man who has been married for 30 years and has two grown children. He and my aunt both earn ample incomes and are very comfortable financially. I didn't think anything of it when he came to my office and thought this would be a clean cut. Turns out, for almost a decade, he's been having an affair. His mistress is an artist in her 40s. According to him, he's not her sugar daddy. He's never given her more than a few gifts or paid for meals and hotel bills. My uncle is dealing with some health issues and wanted to make a provision to his will. That provision is adding his mistress. The sum would make little difference to his family, but would make a big difference for her. He says he loves his wife and wants to handle this discreetly. He doesn't want this bombshell dropping after he passes. From a lawyer's standpoint, I'm not quite sure how to handle this. And from a niece standpoint, I hate that I'm now aware of this information.
Dude, I bet.
Wow.
Huh. What a bad uncle.
I don't even know where to start with something like this.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess if there's any lawyers that have been asked this question, like somebody has a will and they come to you and they have to make a provision because they want to put a mistress in there, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746.
We're never going to find anybody that's going to say that. Mm-hmm.
Sure we will. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, God.
All right. She walked right into that.
That was funny.
Bam.
1-855-BIRCHO.
I enjoyed that. Thank you.
This man is so dumb. She says in here that he wants to handle this discreetly. Yeah. Emphasis on discreetly. You know how you handle things discreetly? You don't go to a family member who's conveniently a lawyer to handle this. You go to some rando. You obviously have the funds to be able to pay for any lawyer that you want. Yeah. I don't know what he expected in this situation. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, if I'm her, I'm definitely mad at my uncle. One, for bringing me into this. I don't even want to know this information.
Right?
And two, I just passed the bar, fam. Like, yo, you got to relax. I would tell him, I can't stop you. Do what you're going to do, but it will not be me. I won't be the person to handle this.
Oh, so you would just decline the whole thing?
Completely.
Not me. I'm getting my check, but I still think it's crazy.
I don't even know where to start with this. It's so crazy. I mean, who would ever even think about it?
I think about putting their mistress in their will. Right. I guarantee you there is somebody out there who has had mistresses in their will.
I would think so.
I can't find anybody yet.
I'm sure that's way more common than you think.
Or maybe it's somebody in the will. It's just a name and you don't know it's the mistress.
Probably.
But you, after some digging, I'm sure you would figure out like what kind of agreement there was there.
And at that point,
kind of
it's
relationship.
At that point, it's too late anyway.
Yeah,
can't be married at a ghost.
Yep.
I mean, mad at a ghost.
Oh, but you can.
Yeah,
I guess you can.
You can be.
I got one coming in. Let's see if we can get it on hold.
Okay.
I feel like mistress is only the kind of word that rich people use. You know what I mean? Like anybody else, you're just having it. Yeah, you're just the side chick. I feel like when you get to a certain tax bracket, you become a mistress.
That's fair. It does seem like that.
The phones are ringing. But they keep dropping.
Yes, they do. Your mom's volunteer organization made an accidental R-rated request.
Oh, it wasn't accidental.
Oh, it was.
It was very much on purpose. My mom thought it was accidental. So for context, my mom was a stay-at-home mom growing up, and she never went back into the workforce because we were lucky enough that my dad's income supported, their life. And so when I left for college and when I went and when I grew up and, you know, my mom had really nothing to do because she had no children to raise anymore. She was like, how am I going to spend my days? How am I going to fill my time? Well, my mom is a very generous, giving type of person and was like, I want to do some volunteer work. So she is a volunteer at this organization that helps out elderly people. She runs errands for them. I think at one point she even had to like literally wipe somebody's butt. It's a very intimate experience, but she didn't think it was going to get this intimate at a certain point when she got a grocery list. Very normal, very typical. She goes out and goes grocery shopping for this woman. I won't say her name. We'll call her Sarah. She goes grocery shopping for Sarah.
No, her name's Ethel. She's Ethel. Elderly.
Ethel. Yeah. Ethel. She goes grocery shopping for Ethel all the time. She normally gets her some chicken nuggets. She normally gets her shampoo and her body wash and just all the typical self-care things.
It's a very sweet thing to do.
Very sweet thing to do. And normally that's it. Sometimes she'll go through the drive-thru and get her some McDonald's. She loves fast food. And so she gets this grocery list one day, and she's reading down the list, and all the typical things are there. Nuggets, shampoo, conditioner, yada, yada, yada. And then at the very bottom of the list, it says personal massager, but the more blunt way of saying
it. Okay.
Oh. Come on, Ethel.
And my mom's like,
she's trying to, Mo. Yeah. She's trying to.
My mom looks at this list, and just to paint the picture of my mom, I grew up in a very conservative Christian household. Like, we did not talk about anything remotely along these lines. So the fact that my mom got this list, I can just picture her face being like, ah. So she calls up Ethel and is like, hey, girlfriend, saw that you wanted me to go to Publix and get you a personal massager. I don't really think they sell those there. And Ethel goes, well, I really need it because I use this personal massager to work out the kinks in my neck. And my mom's like, yeah, sure, Ethel. Huh? Sure. Right. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, Ethel, I'm not getting this for you. And she goes, seriously, Carrie, like, I know you're getting me my personal massager. So my mom goes to Publix. She gets the nuggets, the shampoo, the conditioner, all of that.
That is wild to have it on your grocery list right next to the popcorn. Right? Yeah. that's different.
Make sure it's 2% milk, not whole. And get me that battery-operated boyfriend while you're at it.
Yes. Make sure it's 7 inches.
Wow.
I could get a little graphic. So my mom has to now scour her suburban neighborhood. She goes to all the Publixes to see if this personal massager is, you know, in aisle 8, aisle 9. Obviously, it's not at the grocery store.
No, so, of course not.
So then she's like, you know what? I'm going to try CVS. So she goes to CVS, and she scours all the aisles. She does not see any personal massagers. And my poor mom had to go up to an attendant. I can only imagine how embarrassed she was. Because like I said, my family, we don't have these conversations. They are not nearly as blunt and open as I am. And my mom goes up to the attendant and is like, hey, where can I find a personal massager? And they were like, well, we don't sell them here. And she goes, okay, well, here's what Ethel needs it for. She says she wants something to be able to work out the kinks in her neck. And they're like, well, we have a personal massager, but it's not necessarily something you would want to use in the downstairs muscles, if you know what I'm saying. So he takes her to like the medical equipment aisle, you know, where they have like bandages and, you know, Advil, things that athletes need. And then Ethel, and she ended up having to get her one of those, you know, it's like a... It's like the thermogun where it's like do.
You can't use that down there.
No.
That's gonna bruise.
You can't use it on an old person. A theragun, like, that'll break bones if you got osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know if she has that, but
she's old. She probably has it.
Listen, Ethel still apparently has got it somehow. So my mom gets the puncher gun that is supposed to specifically work on muscles. And she goes back to the retirement home or wherever Ethel lives, and she rolls up. She's got all the things that she's asked for on the grocery list, the shampoo, conditioner, chicken nuggets, you know, all that. And then she pulls out the thermogun or whatever it's called, and Ethel just looks at it and goes, oh, thanks, Carrie. Like, very clearly disappointed. Uh-huh. And it wasn't what she wanted. Uh-huh. So I think Ethel had a little bit of a white lie trying to get my mom to get her a personal massager and just wouldn't straight up tell her what she really needed it for.
Instead of like running around to 5 different stores, did it ever occur to your mom to show Ethel how Amazon works?
That is one of the complaints my mom has with this organization and what she's been doing. She feels like sometimes she has to do more than she needs to.
Well, what we can do is we will purchase one, you know, because I like to think we use our voices for good and we try to, you know, instill good in the community and help out. we will purchase one of these items off Amazon for Ethel.
What? Perfect. Yeah. Now, we can write it off if we put a Birch Show logo on.
I love that. Oh, Birch.
The Birch Show.